like to welcome everybody and each of you on behalf also of the University of Primorska, who is one of the four organizers of this very nice and very, I hope, a rich fruit-bearing event here in our town. As Urška said, we are running behind the schedule, so I'll simply limit my words to welcome and very best wishes to have a good working days here, and do come back, you're welcome, not only virtually, also really.
Če ministra ali pa direktorja dobiti takrat na neki izgovor, da ključa predsednik vlade ali pa minister. Tako da se je zgodilo slednje, ne, klicu ga pač minister in se je obrnil nekje prepostojni nazaj. Tako da na žalost boste mogli na eno par minut poslušati, upam, da vsem ne bo prihodo. Kaj sem pravzaprav želel povedati? Vlada Republike Slovenije je že z politiko vlade Republike Slovenije do odprte kode naredila prvi korak, ki mislim, da je pokazal velik, da si želimo odprto kodo spodbujati njen razvoj in pa predvsem njeno implementacijo. Na osnovi tega je nastalo kar nekaj javnih razpisov, še na bivšem ministrstvu za informacijsko družbo. Mislim, da se z nekaterimi že kar poznamo, ker je že 4 leta, kar se izvajajo razpisi z področja odprte kode. Letos je bil na žalost samo en razpis z odprte kode. Podpisujejo se pogodbe, čez 14 dni je pa že rok za oddajo vseh poročil, tako da upam, da bo šlo čez. V naslednjih letih želimo spodbujati odprto kodo. Zdaj pa kaj to pomeni pravzaprav? Da bo odprta koda prišla v javno pravo, pa bo namest Microsofta, Word, Excel, kakor so imenovani naši delavci, Open Office. Mogoče. Zakaj je govor mogoče? Vsekakor želimo odmešovati stroške poslovanja javne uprave. Ker pa na tem svetu, odkar so denar izogljeni nič za ston, vedno nekdo nekaj plača. In tudi odprta koda in prosto dostopna programska oprema ni povsem za ston, ampak vedno nekdo stoji v zadnji, ki to plača. Zlasti v segmentu suporta, podpornih aktivnosti in pa razvoja. Vlada Republike Slovenije si prizadeva za uvajanje v javno pravo odprte kode. To ne na zadnje dokazuje tudi poteza ministrstva za šolstvo in šport, ki je v lanskem letu nominiralo 6000 računalnikov v slovenske šole, ki so imeli gor in Windows in Linux. To ne na zadnje tako zove tudi raziskave, ki smo izvajali skupaj, ko smo za isto mizo se usedli predstavniki ministrstev, predstavniki Microsofta in pa predstavniki odprte kodne skupnosti. In smo naredili projekt, verjetno ste ga zasedili še na stranih bivšega Vida, sobivanje platform. In dokazalo se je čez ta projekt, da sobivanje je možno in ne zahteva velikih vložkov. Zahteva pa pač dobre strokovnjake, ki pa so pravzaprav vi, ki ste danes tukaj. Tako da odprta koda vsekakor je področje, v katerega vlada Republike Slovenije bo vlagala. V naslednjih letih je predvideno za odprto kodne projekte strani našega ministrstva sodelovanje. Sodelovali bomo z ministrstvom za obrambo Republike Slovenije, kar se mogoče sliši malo čudno, ampak povedal bom zakaj. Po NATO standardih mora država namenjati 6% bruto družbenega proizvoda za informatiko na področju vojske. In na MORS-u, na ministrstvu za obrambo, imajo na razpolago skoraj da, koliko mislite? 6 milijard. In s tem denarjem se da zelo veliko narediti. Tako da nekako lahko čisto javno objavim, da v naslednjih letih bomo za odprto kodo namenili približno 50 milijonov slovenskih tolarjev v strani našega ministrstva sodelovanja z ministrstvom za obrambo. Kar je pravzaprav nekaj vrste povabilo že sedaj, da se boste prijavljali na naše projekte, ki jim boste sledili in pa skupaj z nami skušali narediti dobre informacijske rešitve tudi za javno upravo. Zdaj, te projekti, ki jih prijavljate, v teh letih večini primerov obsegajo neko vaše videnje situacije. Mislim pa, da je mogoče čas, okolikor se bomo prišli na isto volovno družine šli po skupni poti tudi za javno upravo, da mogoče malo razmišljate tudi o tem, da bi kakšne aplikacije se delali tudi za področje javne uprave in kakšne bolj specifične. Lepo čas zaključen. Vsekakor podpiramo in odprto kodno skupnost in prosto dostopno programsko opremo. Panele podpiramo, načelno podpiramo pa tudi finančno. Od leta 2001, ko se je MIT ustanovil, se je z odprto kodo ukvarjal predvsem dr. Miro Kranc, ki je pa zapustil naše vrste, pa je šel do javne službe, tako da zdaj se pa z odprto kodo na ministrstvu ukvarjam predvsej jaz. In sredstva, ki smo jih namenili v teh 4 letih, 2001. leta naprej, niso bili tako blazno vejni. Strani našega ministrstva je šlo v projekt odprte kode tam nekje okoli 55 milijonov. Na celi državni upravi pa je bilo investirano v odprto kodo, ne bo to center vlade za informatiko bivši, ne bo to služba vlade za evropske zadeve, sodišče, ki se tu s tem ukvarja, je šlo pa prek 250 milijonov v prosto dostopno programsko opremo. To pa že nekaj tako malo največ. Prav se strenjam, verjetno, da na državnem nivoju pa to pač ni glih toliko denarja, da bi šlo skakal od veselja. Ne zdaj res končam. Želim vam prijetno bivanje v Kopru, prijetno poslušanje in čim več dobrih izkušenj na tej konferenci. Nam se zdela ta konferenca dovolj dobra, da smo jo finančno podprli. Tako da moram reči, da ste me Ludvik in Urška uspešno pripričala v to, da je to tisto, kar si želimo. Tako da jaz upam in želim, da boste tudi vi čim več imeli te konference in zbrali kar čim več dobrih izkušenj in sodelovanja v nami. Hvala lepa.
Schools and universities did a bunch of computers last year, and all of those computers, he said something like this, that they had a meeting with Microsoft and open source community how to support both platforms simultaneously, and so they supplied all these computers, which they, I mean this machinery, they came up with a solution to give these computers with a dual boot being Microsoft on one side, Windows and Linux on the other side. And the second thing was, in the beginning, what he mentioned also is that nothing comes for free. And also, even if that open source software is free, we all know this, of course, it's not free, the maintenance of it. So this is how the ministry is also trying to figure out which one is more financially
efficient.
Yes, thank you. And there was one more thing about, yes, of course, Ministry of Defense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Ministry of Defense is, because Slovenia is part of NATO, Slovenia, the country has to, I think it has to spend like 6% of something for
the national budget
for the information support or development information support within the armed forces and Ministry of Defense. And so they are collaborating together with the Ministry of Defense to issue a bunch of calls for the grant proposals. And in particular, they think to spend the next 3 years, I think, he said, 50 million Slovenian dollars, which would come to what, dollars or euros? What do you want? So let me do the calculation. You have to divide this by quarter million. This one? Okay, great. So thank you. Quarter million of euros, I guess. Yes. For open source solutions through the grants. I don't know, Ushka didn't say also this, that in the last 2 years or 3 years at least, there were calls for the open source community project, but this was more broad solution for the open source altogether, not open office only. And the proposals were, I know because I was on the committee on for the referee. And I have to say that they were pretty good proposals, and they were financed from the ministry. Well, before it was Ministry of Education, Sport, and something else.
Science.
Yes, thank you. Now they split the ministry in two, and it's Ministry of Education, Ministry of Higher Education, and Technology and Science. Now the second one is now issuing this calls for the proposals. Else, yeah, I guess, yeah. I think one of the grants was also awarded to the Slovenian Open Office, wasn't it? For the translation of the...
Oh, yes.
Yes, for the localization, not for the translation.
Open Office localization team in Slovenia was awarded twice. Once first, I think, prize, and once third prize for the, best open source solution.
No, it was for the call for the proposals, and so we went through all these proposals, and so this happened. Okay. And the result of this is most definitely very, very seen in Slovenian, especially educational community, but also going to furthermore, I have to say that there is a call from the, we are talking now about the government, from the Ministry of Justice for a series of courses on open office use in the court, not really on the court, but in the whole this procedure they have all these things. Right? And on the other hand, for example, at our university we are in 2 or 3 days issuing, right? Yes, complete something what we call shop package, which means a bucket. Okay, in English, and it's in collaboration with the student organization. They will be getting a bunch of DVDs with open source solutions, and including open offices on those DVDs, one version for the Linux and the other one for the Windows. So we are at the university very much aware of this and trying to give our students the best. Isn't it? Yeah, thank you.